Getting points, am I?
The kingdom of God, says Monty, is good people working together to make a better world. I said, very good, exactly. What's the kingdom of heaven? Well, that's where you go when you die. Really? That's what you think? I said, no wonder I'm out of your church. How can you die and go to heaven and be manifesting the kingdom of God on the earth at the same time? Where's the logic in that? He didn't have an answer. So I said, well, you need to come to listen to Joe Dewey. Oh, how is Joe Dewey these days?
Did he really say that?
Yeah, I said, well, he's got his hand back. Anyway, I told him, I said, hey, Joe, he's a live wire. It could happen. The day is not over. I said, Joe, you really? He says, what time's it start? I said, I'll pick you up at 9. I drove by. There was no answer. He was gone.
Yeah, he drove by.
Gone fishing. No, I'm embellishing. But anyway, I invited him and hopes that he would come.
But just while he didn't come, these mantras will scare him off.
I don't know. You know, he's a pretty cool guy. I said, well, you're on the kingdom. I said, you're half right. The kingdom of God is us working together to make a better world. Heaven. Now, you know, Joe talks a lot about fables that we hear about in different religions. There's a Bible, there's a scripture, what their minds and hearts shall be turned to fables, and they shall not believe sound doctrine, and they'll make up all kinds of crap to keep you in their folds and get your money. You know, I went to Europe a couple times to study different philosophies on physical immortality. I found all kinds of interesting information. And one of the interesting things is behind every church and every cathedral is what? Guess what's behind there? A cemetery. Sacred ground. And if you pay enough money, you get to be buried back there, and then you get to be resurrected, and you get to go to heaven. So that's where this whole idea of die and go to heaven came from, is it was a fable used to enslave the minds of the masses, and it is effective even to this day. But it's not true, is it? Is it, Joe? Mm-mm. All right, so let's define heaven. Something like that. What is heaven?
Consciousness.
Can't create it. What, consciousness? What's that mean, consciousness?
It means that our level of understanding and awareness about ourselves and about the world around us is who we are and who we are at any given time.
Okay, so you're conscious. Know thyself, there is nothing else to seek. Some wise man, I think Socrates said that. A state of mind. Could you call it a state of mind?
I think for me, it kind of goes back to that parable of decision where the guy that chose, I can't remember which guy, but where he went there and there was all the animal sounds and, you know, it was hell, but he decided to work to create something beautiful there. And so I think it also is heaven is something you create, kind of like your goal that you have in mind, and then you work to create it. And you're the manifestation.
You've been reading my stuff?
No, but maybe I'm too.
Very good, very good, Ginger. All right. Hold that. That's very good. Creative. Hold that thought. Another definition is yes.
Peace.
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 All right. Peace. State of mind. Could put peace of mind.
Depending on the person who's creating it.
You know, peace of mind is, it's hard to be in heaven when you're in turmoil in your own mind. I played with that word in the living in the present, the moment. You know, this is where we connect with the kingdom of God, is in the here and now, you know. It's not about talking about all your past stories, worrying about the future. It's about how you interact with what's happening right in front of you, how you make eye contact with people, how you connect with them, what you say, what you do in the here and now. And remember, the presence of the presence is present in the present, and that is present to those present. May I present God, who is creative in the here and now.
It took him 3 months to write that sentence.
It did. But I had to use the same word 7 times because I was working with septonets at the time.
Curtis, I just wanted to add that, or else he wouldn't be called the Prince of Peace. He must be a presence of...
You know what? You're leading up to something. Peace, Prince. You know what else he's a prince of? I don't want to scare you off, so I can't say it right now. Yes?
Isn't heaven going to kind of differ depending on the person creating it? What might be heaven to one person may not be to another.
Okay, maybe. Is red, the color red, different for me than for you? Some people wonder about that.
Yeah, I mean, I have some people tell me that one color is red and I see a different color.
I see a different color. All right, so hell, heaven is a personal thing. It is a personal thing. It's some people think it's when, and the Tibetan talks about opening the pineal gland to secrete a new hormone, which activates longevity genes, knocks out death genes, and helps you enter into a state of immortality. He talks a lot about that, and that happens in the land of pineal. The pineal gland, when that pineal gland opens, which right now science doesn't really know what it does, they know a little bit about the pituitary, but not a lot about the pineal. But do you remember Jacob in the Old Testament had a wrestling match with an angel in the land of? The land of what?
Peniel.
It was in the land of Peniel. And he wrestled through the night. He had a dark night of his soul. And the angel threw his thigh out of joint. And it really made him mad. And so Jacob took the angel and he threw him on his back. And he got on top of him. And he was going to mess with him a little bit. And the angel said, let me up, Jacob. And Jacob said, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin until you give me a new name and a blessing. So the angels, he was trapped. I was not letting him up. He said, okay, from now on, your name will no longer be called Jacob, which means heel catcher because he was the second born after Esau. But it shall be called Israel because you this day have prevailed as a god. To prevail as a god, to think like a god, to act like a god. Your name is Israel.
Which means Prince of God. Ezra Els. Prince?
Israel. Prevail. El is, whenever you see El.
El is God.
Is God. Right. So he was the father of Israel, had 12 sons, and it was a blessing. His blessing was that his posterity would fill the earth and be a blessing to the earth. And we are from the lineage of Israel. So we have genetically that predisposition to do good in this world, to make it a better world. Heaven, opening the eye of pineal. Now, how many of you have seen this on a dollar bill? 1, 2, 3. It's 13, actually. But we're going to go with 7. And then the eye of the all-seeing, all-knowing eye of God. So this is us. We have these septonets within our being, which are, Joe talked about the atmic level. That's the 6th one. And then the 7th one is the divine, the physical, emotional, mental, the soul body, the atmic, the monad, which is the God part of you, and then the divine, which is connected to the God, the source from whence we came. Another way of illustrating it, which you're very familiar with, sign of immortality. When spirit and matter link, man receives we receive a fullness of joy. Wouldn't that be great to know that you just were going to stay alive on planet Earth? And keep living and moving with technology and humanity and learning and loving and getting a new motorhome every now and then. Travel the world. That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it, James? I hear we're going to go with you one of these days. You've got a new motorhome. And we got one so we can travel. All right. So, this is us. We are these septonets, also the Word of God. Now, heaven. This is the heavenly part that we aspire to reach, to attain, to awaken, to awaken within ourselves. Now, heaven is the highest creative aspect of God. This is where we go to create. This is where God was when He created us.